Hey, New Life. So glad you're joining us in these Life of Christ devotionals. Such a great time for our church. Listen, we are in Luke chapter 12 today, verse 42 to 48. What I want you to do is pause this video and go read verse 35 all the way to 48 so you can get some context to the story we're going to unpack today. So in verse 35, we see that Jesus tells this parable to teach his disciples to be watching and to be waiting for his return. But that's not all that he wants of us. He doesn't just want us to be ready and waiting. He wants us to be working when he returns. And so after he tells this parable in 35, Peter asked him, verse 41, Lord, are you addressing this parable to everyone or just to us? And Jesus doesn't give him a direct answer. Instead, he answers with a question. Because Peter may be thinking, you know, this is just for the leadership. It's just for the spiritual elite. But Jesus basically explains, no, this is for everybody that would follow me. I want them to be working. You all have a work to do. So notice what he says in verse 42. Who then is the faithful and sensible or the wise steward whom his master will put in charge of his servants to give them their rations at the proper time? So Jesus is wondering, who's going to be a good steward of what I've given them? See, a steward back then was somebody who was entrusted with their master's property, their master's responsibilities. They would take care of all the things that their master owned while the master was away. And the steward had a work to do. He had to take care of people and feed them and take care of all the land. And he says in verse 43, blessed is that slave whom his master finds so doing when he returns. See, he finds him doing, he finds him working, not just waiting, but he's working. He's taking care of the work that his master has called him to. Now, what's interesting in this parable doesn't end well because that slave, well, that steward, he doesn't take care of his business, his master's business. He actually, instead of being a servant to those that he's been entrusted with, he takes advantage of them and he uses them to fulfill his own desires. And he's put with the unfaithful, which makes sense because while he says master to his master, he doesn't treat him like a master, right? He's his own master. He does what he wants to do. He's not working as a steward for his master. But the truth is, as believers, we're all called to be stewards of God and servants of man. And we see that in Paul's description of his own ministry. He says in Colossians 1:25, I'm a steward of God and a servant of man. And that's the ministry that we've all been given as believers. In fact, in 1 Peter 4:10, this is how Peter explains our stewardship as believers. He says this, as each one has received a special gift, employ it, put it to work in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. So see, we all have a work. There's something God wants all of us doing as his children. And it's stewarding the gift that he's given us. So what is that gift? What is the specific gift that God has given you? Well, to be honest, I have no idea. I mean, it could be anything. It could be hospitality. It could be mercy. It could be prayer. It could be encouragement, exhortation. The truth is there's a manifold number of gifts. It's multifaceted, the number of gifts that God gives his people. But there is one gift that we all have in common. There's one thing that as believers we all steward, and it's the gift of the gospel. It's the grace of God. See, we're all called to steward, to put to work the gospel of Jesus. Paul tells us in Colossians 1:27 that this gospel, it's glorious and rich. It's the hope of glory. It's Christ in us. And see, that hope that we have as believers, we're called to put that to work. How? Well, we'll think back to Luke chapter 12, where we see this steward, he was supposed to be taking care of the other people that the master had given him charge of. See, we all have people in our life that we're called to influence, that we're called to lead and feed and take care of. And we do that by teaching them to obey everything that Jesus has told us. That's the life of Christ, to go make disciples of Christ, to take this gift, the grace of God, the gospel we've been given, and to go teach others how to follow him, how to walk with him. Now, this may be your spouse, this may be your children, it may be your classmates. If you're a student, it may be your coworkers. It may just be your neighbors. But my question for us today is who is more like Jesus in our life because of us? Because we're taking this gift that we've been given, and it's the gospel of Jesus Christ, this life that we have, this hope we have of Christ in us. and we're teaching others to know him, to love him, to follow him. We're putting that gift to work, that grace of God, by leading others, by taking care of them. We're not just watching and waiting for Jesus to return, we're working. So when he comes back, he finds us good and wise and faithful stewards of his grace who are leading others, who are making disciples. Let's be found faithful, New Life Church.